Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I'm gonna come.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
I just suck at everything I do.
Yeehaw.
It's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it. I don't have a vagina.
Yeehaw.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Corey Feldman here.
Welcome. What up, everybody? This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This, begrudgingly, is a Corey Feldman show. Maybe not begrudgingly.
Jim, we could just stop.
No, we can't. We can't stop because goddamn shots have been fired. It's a goddamn war going on out here.
I'd say that it's can't stop, won't stop.
Can't
then.
Stop, won't stop. It's this, the fucking, the rivalry heats up every week. We got shots fired. We got Corey's team. Still, they won't let us alone, my man.
The weird thing is, we are very passive in our dislike of Corey, and Corey's side is very active in their engagement with them not liking that we're like that. We don't tag him in videos. We don't send him like links saying, hey, watch us do this. We don't try to contact any of them. But they're very, very interested in being involved with us.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we're not quite passive. I would say, I mean, here's what we, you know what? You're right. We are kind of, we're passive in the war. We're just big, we're big time critics, my guy. We're professional critics.
Yes. Well, it's the difference between like talking critics. Shit about someone and being a bully.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But anyways, but we'll get into it. Thank you, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You're tuned in right now, live on twitch.tv
live/
Jim and Them, and of course the Jim and Them YouTube channel.
Wow,
shout outs to the motherfucking real ones.
Give me a couple of those
in the
real
motherfucking
ones.
Chat, what do we got? Who we got in the chat? We got Chet Martin in the YouTube chat, Kill the Hive Mind,
yeah.
Pork Fang, Petey Pablo, Bubbles, all in the YouTube chat. We got Skiffle Pop and Stacks and Max and Captain LF Stern in the Twitch chat. Thank you so much for hanging out on this fine Friday night. I know I probably say this every week, but sorry we're a little late.
No.
We're recording some Patreon stuff.
If we start before 8, we're not late.
Yeah, that's great.
Everyone knows what we're doing.
They know we're going to be here. Yeah. I'm just saying because there are probably some people that are like a little new to the show.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, they're supposed to, what the fuck? I think they're supposed to be started by now?
They're the least surprised. They've never heard of us starting at 7. Remember back in the day, Max? Remember back in the day? Hey, Stacks. Hey, Hugo.
Hey, HDM and JP, how's it hanging?
Remember
from chat.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, exactly. You know what? I think we do have spies amongst us. Thank you, Jukane.
But the old heads, they know when we used to start at 7.
No,
they know.
No pizza this week. Well, maybe. What up, gents?
No pizza this week. Who for us?
Tears of joy, grimacing face.
Yeah, the pizza was for New Year's. Pizza, pizza's for winners.
I mean, you're more than welcome to get us pizza if you'd like.
Buy us a pizza.
thank you, Deep Thoughts with Joe.
Oh shit! Actually, speaking of buying us a pizza, hey Jim.
Yeah, what's that?
So there's this place on the internet that I found. It's on Etsy, where they take like TV show logos and they make stickers out of them.
Mm.
So they like, I saw it because it was like a Boy Meets World logo. I'm like, oh, that's fun. And then they also sell like packs of stuff like, hey, here is all of the logos from like old Nickelodeon shows or old Cartoon Network shows, or like, here's all the logos from like TGIF or something like that. But then there was a pack that I was like, oh, well, this cannot not be owned by Jim Scampoli. So happy birthday. It showed up last week, but it was while I was here at the show. Jim, it is every
look at this.
The sticker of every single season of Survivor, Jim.
This is a fat stack, too, because we're almost up to season 50.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, is this going to be every single one of them? And I looked and it was like the count was like six. It was like 30 or 40 or something. I'm like, yep, looks like it's all of them.
Well, there's even a couple like just time for you to go. I don't remember that being like a quote from Survivor.
I don't know. I just the ones I looked for.
Yeah,
were,
most of, yeah, I see they're all the season logos. So we got, yeah, Redemption Island. We got Karamoda, Thailand, all David versus Goliath. But then, of course, we have time for you to go. It's time for you to go. I saw someone in the chat said, where's Jeff again? Jeff got sucked into his phone.
Yeah.
I think
like at the end of Beetlejuice.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, you know, you've seen it in like 80s movies and stuff, yeah. But no, Jeff literally got sucked into his phone.
Like at first it was his lips and they got sucked for, and yeah. Then his face started stretching, and then like his phone fell because his body turned into like a whirlwind, and then it just went.
So now he's.
And then he's like banging on the phone like it's a window.
He's stuck in like a Flappy Bird or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has to play through the level to get out and get back to us.
So hopefully he beats Flappy Bird and comes back to us. Who knows?
I'm just trying to see if I have... forget it.
But yeah, happy birthday, Jim. I'm sorry that they came in late.
Oh, thank you. No worries.
They said they'd be here by Friday, but then they showed up at like 7:25 on Friday, so I was here.
Going back to Jukane's Super Chat, you saying, hey, HDM and JP, because yes, it does feel like we have goddamn spies in our chat just hanging out, watching us, laughing, probably having a great time, no doubt.
Even if they're not in our chat, we've basically been told as much by someone, hey, it's not like we don't have to spread the word when you guys put out a video. Like everybody knows.
Yeah, Adan. Adan? Is that his name?
Aiden?
Adan?
Oh, no. It's supposed to be Aiden, and it's Adan, yeah.
Yes. But yeah, well, and if you're on our page, if you're on our YouTube, you may have saw that, like, shortly after last week's live stream, it was taken down by Jake Perry, JP himself. This guy can't get enough of us.
Yeah. First, it's the archives, and then it's the live streams.
Yes. He's going out. I mean, and he keeps trying to say that, like, because usually you flag, like, timestamps.
Yes.
Like, here's where my work was used or whatever against my copyright. He puts the whole video, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess we were talking about cocoa buns a lot because, god damn it, the most interesting thing about your documentary is whether or not Dawkins says cocoa buns or cocoa bonds.
And now we have a new slang term that we all use.
Yeah, now everyone loves cocoa buns.
Yeah, cocoa buns.
But we're still in the process of fighting that.
Well, he's definitely flagging it as harassment. Because
no, he's not. No,
really?
No, because I've gotten the notices. So they're copyright notices.
Then why are they getting fully taken down? That usually doesn't
because
happen
because he's
to
saying
us.
The whole... He's saying that the whole video is his work.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, he's abusing the copyright takedown notice because he's
How
not...
How dare he?
He's not flagging them properly.
You know what that's not? That's not cocoa buns.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I get... You know what? I'll say it up top for people that are not following properly. Like, yes, clearly this is a comedy show. This is a Corey Feldman show.
Yeah.
This is a transformative work we're discussing portions of things and we're transforming the nature of it. It's not the same. We're not just playing your stupid movie and even your dumb movie.
But he knows that. That's the thing is he, you know, he,
I don't think
knows
he knows that.
That.
He I used to think he that. Knows that. I don't think he knows that. I mean, I would never wish like tragedy on anyone or anything like that, but I do hope that he has to evacuate his home.
I hope that he's in traffic and someone pulls in front of him. When he gets out of his car, they stab him with a hypodermic needle.
Because, I mean, California, like, the World Star told me what's up. City on fire, but I still gotta smoke.
I still got a smoke. City on fire, but I still got a smoke.
Have you heard this new bop?
Of course
have. Heard this new bop?
Jim, of course
I didn't
I
make this up. Someone from California made this up. So don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm talking to the people at home.
Oh, well, then I am mad at you. I am, on their behalf.
Real quick, hold on. Just so people can see.
I still got a smoke. City on fire.
Yeah, they really want to see this.
Well, you got to see that he's actually out and about. He's out in the fire city.
And you know he didn't live anywhere near the Palisades. No way.
I'm looking at it close. What is going on? At first I was so. They used to be closed. Now my eyes open. It feel controlling. Or maybe I'm low.
Who's on his pants? Like before this day. Looks like Jake Gyllenhaal. Does he have Jake Gyllenhaal on his
for
pants?
For podcasters, he has people on his pants. I think that's like Enzo and Big Cass, maybe?
I think so. It's either Enzo and Big Cass or it's... or it's Biggie and Jake Gyllenhaal.
I almost think that's Enzo on the left.
Wait,
maybe
is
not.
Trump at the bottom?
Wait,
on the bottom left.
I did a zoom in.
Yeah, can we get the pants?
Let me go back. What? Who is that? Who's on your pants?
Yeah, bottom left of his foot. I think that might be Trump. No, that's not Trump. It's Danny DeVito from Taxi.
Is it?
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's definitely Jake Gyllenhaal.
This guy's got people on his pants.
And then the bottom right, it looks like it's Vegeta after he transforms into an ape. Prince Vegeta of the Saiyans. And then I guess, is that Richard Karn on the top right?
But his state was known. It seemed all talk, so they had to show. Yeah, so it's hot now, nigga, it's boiling. We running.
But anyways, yeah, city on fire, but we still got smoke.
Yeah.
This
Obama.
Corey S. Life is a comedy show.
Thank you, Chet Martin. Thank you for your 10th super on the live stream. I don't think that's all tonight, but either way.
It's 10th super. That means that we give him his chat name.
Oh. All right. Do we
Chet Martin. More like Dick Martin, am I right?
Dick Martin?
Obama.
Dick Martin. Dick Martin.
Thank you, Dick Martin. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the 10th Super Chat, Dick Martin.
What a creative name.
Well, he's both dope and sick,
yeah,
Jim.
That's true. That is our slang around here. We got a lot of slang in the new year. We got Cocoa Buns. We got Dick.
Yeah.
If you're new to the chat, if things are dope and sick, they're Dick.
They're Dick, bro.
In case you're wondering.
Just like our boy Chet.
Dick Martin.
Dick Chet Martin.
But yeah, so anyways, back to JP or Jake Perry. This guy is going to war with us, and he's Corey's assistant, so there's no doubt that Corey's in on these orders as the general that we know that he is. He also did reach out to Patreon. He got two of our Patreon videos made private.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know you could do that.
Wait, how did he know?
They're watching, dude. They're watching.
Wait, how did he know that something was on Patreon?
Not only that, he's also in our Facebook group because in this Patreon notice that I got, he did mention that. Wait, actually,
Dude, how? Here's the thing. But I'm about to say something that will sound hypocritical, but like, hey, man. How obsessed with us are you? Why? Yeah, go live your life, bro. Let us be obsessed with you guys and leave us alone.
Wait, hold on. Where was it? Am I on the right page? Oh, wait. Let me go to our...
The weird thing group. Is we don't have spies. We don't even care that much. We just like...
We just like goofing
We just Google Corey's name.
We just like goofing.
We're having fun goofing. The other thing, though, is like... Wait, but how did he make them private? I'm still confused. We haven't...
He flagged us for copyright.
But we have... But
the only reason I'm going to fight those as well, I'm just waiting for the YouTube ones.
Yeah, because I keep standing by the fact that, like, he can flag stuff all he wants and someone will look at it and go, oh, well, that's not copyright, so okay, never mind. I don't understand what he thinks copyright is.
So when he quoted this in his complaint to Patreon when I said... we will compromise Jake Perry to a permanent end.
the John Cena line?
Yes. Now, yeah, let me explain that
Jake
for
Perry,
you,
Jake. Are you afraid? Are you afraid of our John Cena quote?
Now, let me explain the joke here for you, Jake, because I'm sure, no doubt if he's sending this to Patreon, I'm sure he's called the police and has been like, Jim Scampoli says he's going to compromise me to a permanent end.
Whoa, what a pathetic loser. Before he just like sucked and was like into some dorky shit, but now he's like a really sad, pathetic sack of shit.
Now, and going back to what we were talking about last week, I get why he'd be annoyed because, again,
yes,
I understand. Where like these little gnats. Oh, actually, I thought I had the chat. Let me pull this message up. This is our Facebook group, by the way. You could join the Facebook group. You could be among the likes of Jake Perry.
Yeah.
Aiden Gonzalez is in there, but when I saw this was on our Patreon, I banned his ass. Nice. I was like, get out of our group.
You could join our Patreon, where I'm sure a bunch of Corey's friends are apparently in there.
Shit, what was I saying?
You were talking about the John Cena line.
Oh, yeah. So he quotes this in the notice he sent Patreon. I'll read that as well.
And I'm curious. Please give me context on why this was something worth quoting for taking down a copyright claim.
Actually, now I get what I was saying, though. I get it. We're like little gnats that are always buzzing around being like, hey, you suck. You're gay. You're retarded. And you're probably like, get out of here.
Hey, leave me alone. That's a bug spray. I'm not gay, you're gay.
Who's on the line?
Hello there.
Hello.
Am I on Jim and then?
Yes, is this Jake Perry?
It's not Jake Perry, this is Skivelbop / Grim Harold.
Oh, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, brother. It's just like one of the first times I've called in live, so I thought I'd do it.
What time is it there?
Apparently, it's nearly 4 a.m.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But apparently, it's Jim Scampoli's birthday.
Yeah, well, last week it was.
It was last week. I brought his present this week. But hey.
My birthday's the 8th of January.
Hell yeah.
The reason I'm pissed right now, pissed in the British sense, I'm drunk, is because my birthday, so I thought I'd fucking call in because apparently we're birthday bros.
Yeah, you guys are like birthday neighbors, dude.
There we go. That's perfect. I love talking to Mike Steele and Jim Scampoli.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Ever happened to me.
You guys basically both live in the same birthday flat.
Exactly. I mean, there's a time difference because of Iceland, but that's who cares. Anyway, hope you guys are having a good night. I just love to call in.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate we're in the middle of a war right now, but thank you.
But hey, happy birthday. It's like World War One when everybody stopped for like a tiny bit to celebrate Christmas. This is that moment for us. We're putting aside the war for a second to say happy birthday.
I understand that, Teresa. When you stand up here and there's no one showing up anyway. Yeah. It's fucking hell, that Christmas period. Jesus. Anyway. Sorry, I'm drunk as shit, but I've had a good time.
happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, brother.
You guys, thanks for waking up. Have a good night.
All right, bye. Night.
It's always funny when our overseas listeners randomly call in, but like they have no frame of reference of what the fuck we're talking about.
You know how people that are fans of Jake Perry are always like calling him and saying nice stuff about him?
What were we saying? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, little gnats calling him gay and retarded. Like, I get it's annoying.
Well, and he sees his work and goes, fuck that. But, like, in a way where it's like, he's got to know.
Yes. I mean, I get it. I understand. I understand it'd be annoying.
Yeah.
But it's still, I don't know. I still think you're being a little worm.
Yeah. Being a little weasel.
And especially to bring this up, well, actually, let me read his thing real quick.
I like how we always read these things out loud.
The Patreon page has illegally uploaded my copyrighted material, parentheses, my documentary movie in its entirety.
Nope,
didn't do that.
Nope, didn't do that.
Their previous upload of the film. Oh, actually, remember his voice that we were doing for him? Like, oh, hey, guys.
Does he bring that up?
No. Okay. It just reminded me. Their previous upload of the film was removed from YouTube As you can see from the page owner's post, parentheses, Jim Scampoli, it is her harassment campaign. As he states in a Facebook post made on 12/31, we will compromise Jake Perry to a permanent end, end quote.
Does he know what I... Dude, he really is. He's in the same boat as Corey, where he thinks that simply not liking him is a harassment campaign.
Yeah, and
I mean... But the funny thing is, and I'm not... I don't know what anyone's going to do. We've not, like pointed a laser rifle at him and been like, get him, people.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is, if our listeners were going to let things go, they fucking probably aren't now.
Yes.
Because he's basically like, he's like the guy that shot first. And so everyone on the other side is, well, shit, should we shoot back or should we hide? Like, he's basically creating the situation that he claimed existed.
And also, I mean, just for reference, because this, the reason why I said that, just for any authorities listening out there, is recently on the show, we were talking about this goddamn quote
The hilarious,
from WWE. Yeah.
Hustle, loyalty, respect on my sleeve. That is a credo I have adopted for the men and women who defend the freedom of this country. We have caught and compromised to a permanent end Osama bin Laden.
Just an insane choice of words, but it's like, that's how you say, hey, we killed a guy on TV.
Don't you understand? It just means I'm going to murder you and have your body thrown in the ocean.
Yeah.
So I can't have a proper burial.
It just means you're going to get torn apart by dogs and we're going to be okay with it.
And he says, also in this post, Jim admits to uploading the film in full to the Patreon page.
Nope.
That's not even what I said. I said the full live.
Yeah.
Meaning our fucking show.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
And you are not the whole fucking show, my friend. Wrestling on wrestling tonight. Big cast, John Cena.
You think you are fucking Rob Van Dam? You think you are Rob Van Dam?
And so he flagged, well, first of all, one of these is like completely incorrect. He flagged our New Year's Eve hang. I think just because this was posted that day, so, but we didn't even, we watched, we,
shit,
we
did, maybe you're right. Maybe he really just has no fucking clue what he's doing.
Well, I think it's just because he saw it on New Year's Eve, honestly.
Sure.
But you're because, but he did put like, it's because he's not a member, so he can't watch the video. So he just assumes it's on there. And then, then he flagged last week's live upload. And Patreon just said, look, we got to limit this or whatever, or you could fight back if you want to.
Yeah. We will.
And let me see, what did he say?
Because that's the great thing. We, in a weird way, we have the moral high ground because we know we didn't, like, by no means are we not annoying, but we didn't break the rules that they're claiming we broke. We don't have a harassment campaign. We didn't just upload his documentary in full. And even like the old Corey document, the documentary, the best thing about it is we talked over the whole thing and you edited it like what, 50 minutes out of it?
Yeah.
Like it
and was. And even with the recent upload we did, there's so much cut out. It's and it's short segments of them talking and long segments of us talking.
So it's like, I'm sorry, I'm sure that's annoying, but you can't pretend we just like pirated your documentary. That's just not what happened. And this isn't one of those things where like people go on Twitch and pretend to play a fighting game so they can stream an NFL game. Like, it's not even that. We're like, I would almost understand if he thought he caught someone doing that. That's not even what we're doing.
Yeah, no, he's just, I get it. He's annoyed that we're calling him lame and making fun of his stupid movie
and his little
like his dumb face and his
sad
little
he's got like a sad baby dick. It's like this, it's like a dick a baby would have, but it's on a full-grown man.
And, I mean, again, it's not like a harassment campaign. And also, like, because I was almost wondering, I was like, oh, would this guy try to claim that he's like not a public figure? And it's like, oh no, he's been on fucking TV.
Yeah.
He's been on a reality show.
And he introduces himself by saying, you might recognize me from TV.
Yeah. He linked his IMDb page, or he linked the page to his dumb movie.
What a fucking loser.
It's funny because they ask, like, what are the direct links to your original copyrighted work? And he's like, there are no direct links to the copyrighted material because this is the first person to upload my documentary film.
Because and it's like, no one's ever seen it before and no one ever will.
No one's ever seen this before.
What's that? Isn't there like a a George Lucas movie that he put in a vault and it'll open in like 150 years or something.
That sounds vaguely familiar. I'm not sure, though.
That's what Corey and Jake accidentally did. They didn't mean to. They wanted people to see it, but accidentally it's locked in a vault. But we broke in that vault fucking Ocean's 11 style, baby.
But yeah, the guy's all up in our shit.
Wow, he's really fucking like, talk about living rent-free, man. Like, we're goofing on a dumb guy, but, like, I don't think about Corey. I don't think about his life. I clown on him on my show, but this Jake guy is, like, fucking losing sleep over us.
Maybe he just wants, he wants more. He wants more attention.
Ooh, I should try to fuck his girl, but his girl's probably a hag.
Or his boyfriend. Who knows? Could be a gay man.
Nah, I don't swing that way. I don't have any gnats calling me gay.
He had a picture on his Instagram, on his Finsta this week, of him laying down next to two life-size pictures of the Corys.
You know what? You're right, Jim. I may not be gay, but I'm going to fuck his boyfriend. Or, ooh, all 69 with his boyfriend. Then his boyfriend's getting his dick sucked by me, but also sucking my dick, which is double the bad thing. Take that. Hey, you hear that, Jake Perry? I'm going to suck your boyfriend's dick while he sucks my dick, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't care how tall your hair is.
But yeah, so we got JP on our back. We got HDM on our back. With Corey as the goddamn ringleader. I don't know why, like, why isn't he going after these other shows? I guess it's because we cut most of the bone.
Yeah, I think that we're the one.
And we're the most fair as well.
This isn't, here's the thing. Two very good points, Jim. I'm not patting ourselves on the back, but it feels like we're the one that is like, like hitting the closest to home. Or, or again, we're like finding things and talking about things that no one else like gives a shit about. But also we're so fair and nothing makes people more mad than when you're impossibly fair.
Yeah. Cause that really hurts way more than anything.
The few times I've been the maddest in my life is when I'm dealing with someone that's being impossibly fair.
So yeah, he's trying to fuck our livelihood. He's trying to like basically get our Patreon taken down, cause he's a little bitch boy baby. And he thinks I'm going to compromise and do a permanent end just because I said it online.
No, but Jim, that's like, so not, that's like, if there's a way to say you're going to kill someone and have nobody take it seriously, that is the way.
No, I think it's so funny that he quoted in his thing here, in his copyright takedown notice.
I don't know what's better. What would be better, if he just like plucked that line and used it knowing it's not true, or if he's genuinely afraid but didn't realize it was a John Cena quote?
Very sick individuals. This poo cast, they think they're funny. I'm waiting for another one of those tweets of like, they won't leave poor Jake alone. Poor Heather broke all her feet. Now Jake.
Some poo cast won't leave Jake alone. Jake's losing sleep. You should see the bags under his eyes. His boyfriend's threatening to leave him.
Jesus.
Or his girlfriend. I'm not saying he's gay. I'm simply saying, regardless of the sex of his spouse, I will fuck them.
To a permanent end.
Yeah, to a permanent end. And I will 69 with them to a permanent end.
But yeah, I mean, I guess speaking of rent free, like, I did a ton of Corey homework this week. I don't know what to get to. I did watch Hooking Up.
Why?
But I feel like maybe we should
why
save
did
that.
You watch that?
Because I have a gym edit of Hooking Up that we could watch.
For the record, people don't realize how Jim that is to do. You think you know because you've seen Jim do stuff like that, but you don't realize that that's the most Jim shit I've ever heard Jim say.
But you know what? There's actually something else we need to get to before that that's a little bit more pressing, but I guess relevant maybe because it's more recent.
Is it what year it is? Is that what?
Oh, I mean, there's never too much of talking about what year it is. We should get into that real quick.
Yeah.
Because actually, you know what?
20!
After nearly meeting their demise in 2024, Jim and them start over. Start all over. In 2025. An epic year!
Boom!
Corey here.
In the year 2025, I will bring an end to Jim and Them once and for all. 2020 dead. It will be the year when I bring death to Jim and Them.
Who's on the line?
Hey guys, it's Jessica.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up, Jessica?
What's up, Jessica?
Hey guys, I wanted to say hi and shout you guys out. And I didn't know if anybody was on the piss cord, but there is an official puppy named Mike that I saved this week. And he's in a safe spot and he's happy. And Mike, you've just been a great dude, and I appreciate you. And
wait,
I wanted to shout.
When what? did you post this on the Piscord recently? I didn't see this.
Yeah, about a couple days ago.
Oh, I missed it. So you did you adopt a puppy and name it Mike?
Well, what happened is I found it on the side of the road. He had gotten hit by a car.
Jesus.
That's where Mike the puppy would be, by the way. That's a good name for a puppy in that situation.
Well, he was such a good boy. And so I found his foster family, and he's safe and warm now. And Mike and I have been talking, not sexually, everyone. We're
all
just
right.
friends. We're okay. just friends.
All right. Doth protest too much.
Let's make that clear.
You're making it sound so much worse by declaring that.
I know. It sounds horrible. But so anyway, I just wanted to shout out Bubble in the chat. She's trying to call in. I want to give her some support, so give Bub some love, and Mike, you're the best, and I don't know what to say. I just wanted to say hi and thanks for all the support and love, and you guys are the highlight of my week. So thank Aww. You guys.
Well, thank you,
Jim. Would two people that you'd name a puppy after kill somebody's assistant?
No way.
Not in a million years. More proof that Jim and Them are sweet little angels.
And they're fair, and they would compromise someone to a permanent
end. Yep, we're completely fair. Thank you, Jessica.
Jim and them are nothing but fair. So
Thank
you guys
you.
Rock.
That's so funny.
You guys have a good time, and I'll be in chat. You guys rock, okay?
Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye, guys.
Mike the puppy, Jim.
Mike the puppy.
Mike
wow.
the puppy.
I somehow missed pictures of Mike the puppy.
Jim, do you
then.
Want to see a picture of Mike the puppy?
Yeah,
it's in the Piscord. It's in the Piscord.
If you're not in the Discord, people, there's links on our jimandthem.com. Aw, what a cutie.
It's Mike the puppy.
Aw, he got hit by a car. Is he okay?
He's great now.
Yep, yeah. I paid $200 to get him fixed up, but he had a mild concussion, and he's good, so... You know, thanks, you guys. You guys keep me uplifted, and I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Sorry, I was just trying to look for something. But playing the year, it's even more apt because, again, you thought this was a fucking game? Like, you thought that it was just, it's just 2020 epic. It's an epic year. Don't worry about it. No. There's a high possibility it's 2020 dead. That's why we're fighting for our fucking lives already.
Yeah.
And we're only, two episodes into the year.
This is Two-Face flipping his coin. And it may be a two-sided coin, but one of those sides is all fucked up. And that's how he knows that it's the 2020 dead side.
Because, we're over here trying to have an epic year. And we got a Hollywood fucking gang here breathing down our necks trying to make Jim and Them 2020 dead this year.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be excited about the Isle of Burke over here, but someone's trying to drag me into the muck. I don't want to be in the muck. I don't want to be in the muck at all, Jim. I just want to think. All I want to do is visit the home of the Aurors. That's all I want to do, Jim. I want to visit the dark universe, but someone's trying to drag me into the muck.
And I've been trying to find. I used to have this clip of a drop. It's super old. I can never find it. Of me yelling radio war from back from one of our old radio wars.
Yeah,
but I did find a different old clip. that doesn't, it kind of almost makes sense, but it also shows how old Jim and Them's been going.
It'd be so funny if you just play it. Oh, yeah.
The official radio show of the war on Iraq. Jim and Them.
Yeah, we used to be the official radio show of the war in Iraq. That's the closest I could find to a radio war segment.
Well, there's that clip of John Cena. You play that clip.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, actually, there's another clip that really encapsulates what's going on right now.
It's like a really, I feel like this completely catches everybody up with the situation we're in.
We have caught and compromised to a permanent end Osama bin Laden.
John Cena rules. He's back, baby. The farewell tour.
We have caught and compromised to a permanent end. Jake Perry, the guy from Whiskey A Go Go.
Yeah.
The Whiskey A Go Go guy.
Hey, remember that guy with the goatee who was Corey's assistant 13 years ago on VH1? Yeah. Compromised to a permanent end.
But anyway, so, well, I mean, depending on how long this goes, maybe we'll get to hooking up. But I do want to...
You and I? But afterwards, I want to watch a movie, Jim.
Yeah. We'll hook up. Well, then we'll watch the movie hooking up. We'll find Jeff in his phone and we'll hook up with him.
Oh, nice.
But I checked in on a few more of Corey's podcast interviews for Going Viral and made a little, pulled some clips from two different ones. Now, there may be some familiar things. If you remember last week, people, there was a big thing that happened in his interview that we were very excited about. And don't worry, if you missed it last week, I have a reminder in place in this edit as well, but let me just play a little bit of it for you here first. This first one, I think this is on That 80s Dude or That 80s Guy or
something. I do have a question really quick.
Yeah.
Does your theory of glasses indoor Corey stand up having watched new interviews?
Not really.
Ah, damn.
Not really. He's still better, but you start to see...
The cracks?
Like, yes, the face mask is coming off or whatever the
term
is.
The roots are coming in.
Dog, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, man, welcome to That 80s Dude channel. I appreciate you being on here and making time for me.
Thanks, man. In fact, let me see if I can get some filter action on here.
All right, man, do it.
I should say that Corey plays with filters through not most of the interview, but a chunk of the beginning.
Does he give himself like a fake mustache and some sunglasses?
Just like, well, you'll see.
Okay. Right,
let's see what
there we go. Oh. There we go.
Hey,
man, we've got a whole bunch of people from all over the world. We've got Brazil in here. We've got England.
What's up?
I don't know if he's doing like a black guy there or. Hey, what's up, Brazil? What's up?
I think he's doing the whole like two stars and a moon thing, you know, Jim?
Ah, yeah, two stars and a moon.
When you get two stars and a moon, and you're like, what's up?
Hey. Corey, listen, again, thank you so much for making time for me. I know you're really busy, and you're promoting this movie, dropping, going viral.
The future.
Look at that.
The future, yes. Going viral.
That's awesome. Hey, I want...
I'm in the midst of transitioning.
This guy's trying so hard to stay on... Not even on topic, but just like...
This is the beginning, dude.
Just to not derail. His only goal is like, let's not immediately derail. And Corey's like, nope.
Yeah, this is the very beginning of his live or whatever
still
it was on
funny,
his Insta.
Though.
Yeah, it is funny that Corey's not listening to him at all.
Yeah.
Because he's loving...
But in a different way. Normally, Corey doesn't listen because he doesn't care. I feel like in this case, he's just like, he's too busy acting a fool.
From some other alternate reality, so
that's awesome, man.
Where I can, man.
That's awesome. Hey, I want to show you the shirt I'm wearing right now. Check it out. Who's that guy?
Let me just say, too. I mean, usually we try not. I don't even know if I purposely try to do this, but I feel like when we play these interviews, I try not to bust on the hosts too much. Usually
making it hard lately. Yeah,
usually I just focus on like Corey. But this guy is kind of insufferable.
Yes.
this 80s guy. Well, I mean, I get it. I get that's his shtick. So like, hey, I'm the 80s. Like,
but act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone had ever heard our interviews, you know what I don't do? I don't like pull up my fucking shirt and be like, hey, John A. Tremblay.
Dude, this is only a tip of the like spoiler alert for this interview. This guy like keeps doing shit like this. And in a weird way, you almost understand why Corey would be like,
I'm in hell.
Yeah, stop talking to me about Stand By Me and the Goonies or whatever.
It's hot. It's flaming hot. I can't believe it.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Ready,
look at
wait
you.
For it. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so look, I think this is about right.
Well, what's hilarious about this though too is this filter looks like he usually looks.
That just looks like him on stage at Los Cerveille.
Yeah. Or when the TMZ catches him out like coming out of a restaurant.
That's just
or whatever.
What he looks like.
Looking like Mr. Viral right there, man.
I think we found it. I'm Mr. Trump Viral.
Oh man. Okay, that's so awesome.
Trump 2.0, the
So, there it is again.
Did his impression get worse?
It did.
It feels like it's not as good as it was before.
What's funny is, we start to see maybe a running thing of this Trump character that he loves, I guess from watching Jim and them, because he heard Corey Trump when Jeff was doing it that time.
Yeah.
Trump 2.0, I look a lot better.
I like your Trump impression.
I really cleaned it up. I honed in on it. I got the best people in the world. They're all supporting me.
The absolute best. The absolute best.
And honestly, on one hand, Corey kind of won't shut up.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this guy won't shut up for some reason.
And he's kind of egging him on. He's like being like, oh, you're fucking great. You're so funny.
I mean, I guess in his defense, he's probably just nervous. Because, I mean, if you are the 80s dude and everything's 80s, it would be a pretty big deal, I guess, to get Corey on
your
show.
Yeah, but also, again, just be a regular person.
Yeah.
Jim, we've done this before.
Yeah,
remember when I interviewed CM Punk?
Yes.
Remember when we met Jason David Frank? Remember when?
Oh,
we,
I do remember. Yeah, Jason. Remember, did you really talk to CM Punk?
No.
All right.
But remember when
I was like, wait, now we're talking about real things.
Remember when we met Paige?
I do remember we met Paige.
And remember when we sat and talked to the Punisher himself?
Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Well, given it was just a picture, but we went and hung out with Mark Hamill.
Dude, yeah. Dude, when we walked into Mark Hamill.
We took a wrestling picture with him, and he was definitely excited that we wanted to do something different than what everyone else wanted to do.
And the people waiting in line were like, oh, shit, this rules. But we weren't like.
We brought a championship belt for him to hold.
But we were all normal people acting like humans that in a way were like. Someone felt like they were talking to a human, not some starstruck fucking crush-having dope.
But yeah, let's hear more of Corey Trump.
The best programs, they've all competed and come together with the world's greatest supercomputer.
Oh,
greatest supercomputer ever created to make Trump 2.0.
Jesus
it
Christ.
Is great that he's modified his Trump impression to go with the filter. That's just showing the improv skills. He's quick on his feet. He's, I'm actually Trump 2.0.
Let me see if I can join you. Here's one called 1984. There we go. That's
look
a
at
little.
That sucks.
Oh, here's a Gremlins. Here's a Gremlins, man.
Look at that. That's incredible. Wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable effect.
I love it. I love
it's
it.
Really well done.
Hey, man. Anyway. Hey, all right. Well, listen, thanks for being on here, Corey.
Now I'm going to cut.
I just want to ask, what do you watch?
What do I watch? Well, I'm watching you right now.
Well, so there's one thing.
Is he wearing pajamas?
I think he looks like he's wearing like Hugh Hefner pajamas,
right?
Yeah, it looks
like he's wearing silk pajamas.
So this was another interview.
Why does he think that's what Trump's hair looks like, by the way? I want to really throw this out there. He thinks he looks like Trump. I don't mean to accidentally compliment Corey, but that's not what Trump looks like. That's not what his hair looks like. That's not the haircut he has. Why does he think he looks like Trump?
In the one we watched last week, I could almost kind of see it. But yeah, you're right. In this, I can't see it at all. But I also wanted that quick clip at the beginning because he's being a little cunty again when someone's being like, oh, you know, what movies or shows? Like, they're clearly asking, like, what movies or shows do you watch? And they're like, oh, what are you watching? Because I think they just mentioned stuff that they liked.
Sure.
I'm watching You, first of all, right? Obviously.
Well, yeah, he meant the newest season of You.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, on Netflix.
He did.
Yeah, he was talking.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, Jim, you fucked up. Much like everyone that meets the You guy fucks up. He lured you into like a sense of false anger and like animal instinct. But really, he's just watching You, Jim.
What's current, you know, like what TV shows? Are you like into White Lotus or, I mean, is there anything you're watching?
I don't watch TV. I really honestly don't have time. I'm always on tour. I'm always working. I'm always doing something.
No, he's not.
Plus I've got a family.
Yeah.
So when I do get time off,
he has a 20-year-old kid.
He's got a kid that shouldn't be around that often.
Well, actually, he's got three divorced wives and a 20-year-old kid. He doesn't have a family, and he's got a Joker girlfriend.
If you're dating the Jared Leto Joker, that's probably like a lot of your time. If I was dating Jared
Leto
Joker,
high maintenance for sure.
Very high maintenance.
Try to spend it, you know, not glued to the TV, but I watch news.
Ready?
I'm very into politics. Okay, I'm very into my new thing is I decided I'm, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. So I'm going to become Donald Trump.
It's getting worse. The impression keeps getting worse. And now he's just saying like, oh, you know, this thing I do now. Like he's just saying it like out, like it's not like he keeps doing it and we're saying it's a thing he does.
Nah.
He's saying it's a thing he does. But he's just getting worse every time.
I'm looking, decided it's the best look. It's incredible. I'm going to put all the best people together. We're going to have an incredible time watching movies.
He really is losing it. Because you know what? You'll hear it for comparison because I actually have, after this, I just have last week's clip just to keep all his recent Trump impressions I found together.
It's going to be a great holiday season. The best ever.
You could be like Baron.
Crack himself
up.
Yeah,
right. God. I'm definitely not tall enough.
He's the guy that goes on dates, but always has like his first date. The girl on the other side doesn't realize it, but he's always having the same first date, just with different people.
Who's on the line?
Yo, what up? It's Grant. Just want to say some love to my fellow Jim and them alos.
What's up, Grant?
Love. Whoop, whoop.
Hell yeah.
I think this shit is appalling. First of all you guys do is bring attention to Corey Feldman. You show off his goofy bits, shit that could be comedy without you guys making it funnier. And all he wants to do is take your shit down.
Yes.
And now he's literally stealing your bit. He's an inch away from saying, who's on the line on a fucking interview? What the fuck? What's going on with this psycho?
No, exactly. And that's why he's trying to get rid of us, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Jim and them.
He's literally trying to take down your shit and steal your spotlight. And I feel like we all need to point and laugh at the man because... what the fuck is up with that, Jim and them for life? Peace out, boys.
Thank you, Grant.
That sounds like a targeted harassment campaign.
Absolutely.
I would never personally condone that. But, Grant, thank you for putting that out there in your words, not mine.
And also, I mean, for talking about harassment, he said that that we were the faces of evil and we have a special place in hell.
I mean this. I've said this like it's not a joke at this point. They've harassed us way more than we've harassed them.
Yes.
We've talked more shit about them, but we don't harass them. They actually harass us constantly.
We do it out in the open.
Yeah, all we do is talk shit about a public figure constantly. What they do is find the people doing that and harass them.
He's Lurch.
I love
Grant. He's a young Lurch in wait, lying in wait.
It is funny that he was just calling... he was just calling Baron Trump Lurch. He's a young Lurch.
He is tall.
So you can do Donald.
I can do Donald.
Try to guess. This guy's doing an impression right now.
Oh, I was about to say, like, he is stuttering a lot.
I'll do Musk, and we'll do it together. You know,
let's not do it.
I guess maybe that's what Elon Musk sounds like.
I mean, Elon Musk sounds like a retard, but not that way.
And I'll do Musk.
I'm Elon Musk. Hey, Jim. Oh, hey, Jim. I think there's a call. Answer the call, Jim.
Who's on the line?
Oh, Jim, it's me.
My
Elon
good friend,
Musk.
Elon Musk.
Please, I want you to call Twitter X. It's me.
Great Elon social media.
Musk.
Great guy.
Thank you so much, Trump. I'm Elon Musk.
So you can do Donald,
and I'll do
Musk, and we'll do it together, you know.
Let's not do anybody as long as they pay me enough.
What was that?
That's true. You know what? I'm not above doing an impression I'm not good at, but I feel like I know I'm not good at them. I think this guy thinks he's
nailing it. I think he thinks he's legit, and these people are kissing his ass, being like, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Damn good, Donald Trump.
They gotta bend over. They gotta bend over. They gotta pay me.
Anyway.
He always throws in the weirdest sex jokes,
yeah,
dude.
Weird gay jokes, yeah, constantly. Who is he, us?
Yeah, who does he think he is?
Us? Who is he, us, when Jeff's here?
But yeah, and so for a fresher course, here's from the one we watched last week.
But you know, the one I'm really focused on with my new haircut.
Going viral.
No, I've decided I'm actually going to go full Trump now. This is my thing, you know. If you can't resist the resistance, then you might as well dive in. So I went ahead and got the Trump haircut, the Trump hair color. So from now on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be talking like this. And you're only going to hear from me when it's going to be something really special.
Well, it's funny because even hearing this one now, like last week, we're like, oh, it's pretty good. But it's still worse.
Oh, no.
I mean,
it's bad, but that's just we're three pros who constantly do Trump.
That's true.
I'm going to talk about my big projects. They've got to be the biggest. So we're going to go with Going Viral. Going Viral is going to be the greatest project. We put a lot of incredible people together. You're going to be very pleased. The best people in the world. Great actors.
It's Joey Carbs in the Twitch chat. This is like Jeff doing the I'm wearing sneakers impression on multiple podcasts. For people that don't know, Jeff used to have, well, I guess he still has it,
the world's worst Biden impression.
His Biden was we thought it was sneakers.
Well, we thought it was Obama. Yeah. We didn't know it was Biden. We thought it was Obama.
I wear sneakers.
I'm wearing sneakers.
Director, unbelievable performances.
Obama.
He's such a knobby beard.
That's Knobhead. Thank Miss Dog Lover. As we remember, Miss Dog Lover is across the pond.
Yeah, he's a total bell end.
So she would call a bell end or a knobhead.
He's a smeghead.
Really the best quality production you've ever seen, quite honestly. It's better than Star Wars.
Well, I gotta tell you, you're not orange enough, Corey. You're not orange enough.
I'm working on my orange. I'm working on my orange. In fact, I've got a big orange tree outside my house right now, and I'm rubbing them all over myself every day to get up to par.
I'll still watch this, Corey.
Right? Yeah. This was his best. I guess. To explain it, because this was his best showing.
Yeah, he's never been better than he is right
here. It was probably the first interview of the day. And then he just immediately fell off a cliff on the rest of the interviews.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say...
It's good.
You're in L.A., right? You're in L.A.?
All right, yep. So now we're back to the 80s, dude, because there's some decent cringe throughout this. I think I do cut back to that other podcast at one point.
Yeah,
I can't believe it's snowing. It's snowing.
I know, man.
He's still about the fucking filters.
Hey, I'm in San Diego.
I'm having way too much fun with this stuff. I
swear. Hey, check this out.
Man, I can't see nothing.
Look, see, the guy's doing the insufferable shit again. He's trying to show a Goonies poster, and his internet's all fucking up,
too.
Hey,
look at my picture. Just give it a sec. The bitrate, I have it jacked all the way down, because usually I'm not streaming games.
What's so funny, though, too, is, like, it's not even... You know, I have a lot of poster prints, and some of them they're alternative posters.
They're literally surrounding us.
Yes, they're literally they're off camera on the wall. So I could almost see if like because I have a Stand By Me poster right there, but it's like different. It's not the standard art. It's like different art that
you didn't
good.
Buy it at Walmart.
Yes, so you could almost even then I still wouldn't be like, hey, look.
Yeah. Hey, maybe it's in the background, but only if it's always in the background.
Yes, but this guy is literally just showing him the regular Goonies poster for no reason.
That's embarrassing. Like,
and
that,
again,
that is super embarrassing.
For Jim and them, to be fair, like, we're here to shit on Corey, but unfortunately, we have to shit on you as well, that 80s dude, because I'm in complete agreement with Corey's expression right now of how he's just like, oh, wow, a Goonies poster.
Like, act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
At the very least, and maybe this sounds weird coming from us, but act like you scored an interview with a celebrity that you'd like to talk to about his new movie. Under those circumstances, act like a professional.
Yes.
If you just like run into him and you want to be like, holy shit, dude, oh my God.
Yeah,
like you win a contest and you get to spend a day with him, fucking show him posters, show him your tattoos, show him your shirt, whatever, who cares? But when you like are supposed to be interviewing this guy and being taken seriously, like all you're doing is giving us reasons to clown on you right now.
Exactly.
It's a Goonies poster, right?
Yeah.
Like really blurry, but it's coming.
Yeah. It's really well, listen, blurry. Man. Look, the film Going Viral. I loved it. I was telling everybody about it before you jumped on. I think that people are really going to love it. It's a great way to close out 2024. Yeah. And it's basically,
nice,
It's a nice, fun movie for the kids.
Is he using fucking hotspot for the internet or something? Like, it's still not cleared up. Yeah. What is going on?
And it's so annoying, too, that his stupid dialogue is way louder than Corey.
You know Corey is watching this and absolutely furious.
No, Corey
rolling
should...
on the floor laughing. He practices his impersonations every night in the mirror, rolling on the floor laughing.
I can't imagine that he practices them, but Corey should be loving this because we've never been more on his side. Because,
well, except for we just goofed on his Trump. I'm for talking a little this bit, exact but moment. This moment, yeah, we're totally on his.
We're
side.
We're nothing kinda. But fair.
Yep.
It's a family movie.
Sure, and it's got so many 80s tropes. I absolutely Vaping. Loved it. For us adults, we're going to get all the Easter eggs and a lot of that stuff. And for the younger people, the younger crowd, they're going to just love the story. It's got like that classic 80s, you know, there's a love interest. Oh. There's the girl that's his friend. All those things are in there. The sidekick.
Well, the reason why I left that in, because I was like, oh, yeah, you know, all the things that only happened in the 80s, like having a love interest,
yeah,
you know, a friend having of a someone, friend. And even a sidekick to boot.
Did this guy see the movie?
Well, what's great.
I feel like I could describe the movie better in the moment, and all I've seen is the trailer.
I forget if I cut this clip or not, but spoilers if it's here. What's great is at one point Corey brings up the birthday, and this guy has no idea what it is. Like, how do you not, like... I get you don't. Well, have no, to...
That's classic Corey. Is the people that like Corey like what Corey
did? Yeah, they
did
don't know anything 50 about,
years
yeah.
ago, and they don't know. They don't even know to dislike his music because they don't know it exists. They don't know to dislike the birthday because they don't know it exists.
But also, but then again, to shit on this guy again.
Yes, Obama. Please.
Love you guys. Thanks for letting me call in.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. Thank you for the super chat.
Yeah, thanks.
Of course.
Thanks for proving that we would never kill somebody's assistant.
But to be fair to Corey, if you're the 80s dude, you get an email like, "Hey, Corey's good for 20 minutes."
Yeah.
Even if it's like, "Hey, in an hour." What would you do? Go to his fucking social media. If you went to his social media, the yep. birthday, all this shit uh-huh. is everywhere. Like it must have been more because I think he said he watched Going Viral, but maybe you're right. Maybe he didn't.
There's no yeah. way he did. I mean, unless he's truly...
He's doing the book report of like, I didn't read... Yeah, it was a book.
He
it
read had the
like
back.
A, it had like a love interest. The love interest. Wow. Who could forget the sidekick?
Like, you do the thing where you like, okay, let's look up his IMDb. Let's see what his last five movies are.
Yeah.
Let's look up what his first movie was. Let's see what he's tweeting about so I can like
Let me
bring
Google
up
him real
yeah,
quick.
A topic.
What's, yeah.
What is the news saying about? Is there anything positive that I can ask him about that like seems like is going on in his life? Like you just like and that you could do all that in like 8 minutes.
Exactly.
Right, a lot of fun stuff.
The buddy movie,
yeah.
The cheesy jokes and
absolutely
you know, all that good stuff.
Was the younger cast like aware of the pedigree of your background, your acting? Was there are you the films that you've been in? I imagine obviously they're probably pretty starstruck, and then did they mention any of these films? Did they have? Were they? Was there any like fandom that was mentioned on set about some of the films? To you?
No, nobody talked about my films to me. I think no. there was, you know, a lot of.
It's so great.
Nobody knew who I was.
No, no one knew who I was. And then, well, then he tries to explain a little bit more.
That people didn't want to get too close. You know, there's okay. that myth. That myth. You know, like
oh, sure.
don't talk to him. Oh. He might, you know. He might ask you for something.
You've seen him in those right. in the videos. He might yell at you for saying the wrong thing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, no one would think that unless they've seen our coverage of you and have seen many examples of you being a dickhead yeah. to people.
Your short temper.
Said, no, I don't know. I'm sure.
So in the movie...
Honestly, you know, you're kind of asking these very kind of deep questions about the moment. And honestly, it's like, you know, we filmed this a year ago. It was maybe 2-3 days I was on the set.
Corey doesn't give a shit.
See, this is what I mean. This is classic Corey.
He's falling back into the old Corey, dude. He doesn't give a fuck.
This is because don't like, get me wrong.
Don't ask me a meaningful question. I don't even remember the name of the movie until you told me. I didn't know why I was here. I didn't know if it was the birthday or going viral.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong, that's probably true. Like, I mean, well, it is true. Like, he was a year ago. You could tell from the trailer. I mean, he's probably not in it a ton, which is fine. He's like, yeah, it's just a couple days on set. But the whole point of this is you kind of do a little song and dance.
Yeah.
And you spice it up and be like, oh, yeah. Well, like, you don't have to be like, oh, they were fawning over me and saying, I love all your movies. But at the very least, the filmmakers cast you, and they were making an 80s throwback movie. They definitely knew who you were.
Well, yeah, neither of them are prepared, because Corey just got done blasting rails, and then the 80s guy was too busy alphabetizing his cassettes behind him, so he couldn't prepare a functional interview. So this is what happens when two morons babble to each other.
Time I spent with these people, but all I know is the experience was positive. It was a good experience, and it came out with a good little product.
That's awesome.
You were in so many classic movies.
Oh, here we go. So, yeah, now back to this other interview here. I think she asks if there's any movies that, like, any parts that he didn't get or something like that.
Were there any movies that you tried out for that ended up being classics in the 80s that you didn't get?
No.
Got them all.
That's a fun question too.
Yeah,
that's actually like that would be a fun question. I mean I don't believe him.
Yeah,
but also like I'm surprised even he couldn't like come up with a like a half answer.
Even at the very least, he could have thrown something out of like, "Hey, I was Teddy in Stand By Me. I wanted to be, I'm spacing on the other characters' names, like River Phoenix or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but you can even still, you could say that, but then be like, but in the end, it's how it was supposed to be. Like, I really connected with the part of Teddy. And of course, River Phoenix as Teddy Duchance or whatever was perfect. You know what I mean?
Well, and he
you
always,
can flip something, even if it's a fucking lie, like whatever.
Yeah. Well, and he loves like tooting his own horn. So even if he was just like, honestly, I went into a ton of interviews and I felt like I killed all of them and I almost always got a call back. And so I'm being honest right now. I cannot think of a single thing that I was excited for that I didn't end up working on. Like that's an answer.
That's true.
But an answer isn't, no.
Yeah,
like imagine you're on a first date with someone and you go like, so do you like movies? No.
No.
You could at least be like, oh, I don't really watch a lot of movies. I'm kind of busy with work, or I'm a TV person, or like, well, do you read?
Or,
I read a lot.
Or even like, yeah.
You say something.
Well, growing up though, I really liked blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, you don't just go, no.
Bubbles in the chat saying that Bubbles in the chat. Corey tried out for E.T. Is that real? Is that for sure? Because that does sound vaguely correct.
Well, but he got that role.
Yeah.
He played E.T.
Yeah, he did.
He played the alien in that movie, I'm fairly certain. He played the uglier, smaller alien in the ride than when you get to E.T.'s planet.
Yeah, he played, I wish I rode the ride like three times last time I was there.
One of those like idiots that's like floating on a flower.
Was it like Teakley?
Yeah.
Teakree? Something or other? Now I need to look it up real quick. I know no one cares. E.T. ride names.
You're just thinking of the name E.T. called you when he mistakenly said your name wrong.
My favorite by far, though, is the mushroom guy. That's like, welcome home. When he sings it. Yeah, everyone, people out there that have ridden the E.T. ride are cracking up. If you didn't never rode it.
And no, you know what? If you haven't ridden the E.T. ride, fucking lose my number. Ride the E.T. ride.
Yeah, where are the goddamn names of the people?
You're never going to find them.
Yeah, no, I weirdly can't find them.
Jim, you're never going to find them.
Yeah, I'll look it up in my own time, I guess.
That's a good way to use your time.
I got very important things to do right after the show.
Yeah, you know what? You're just like that 80s guy. You've got too much. You're too busy doing important things to come up with good content for the show.
Anyways, let's hear this answer again.
That ended up being classics in the 80s that you didn't get?
No.
Got them all.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. In the 80s, yeah.
I like it gets all serious, too. I don't know why you're laughing.
Did I stutter? Did I fucking... he's the guy from Goodfellas. I'm a clown to you?
my fucking joke to you? I did try to get into Goodfellas. That was in the 90s, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's movies I would have preferred to have done, you know, rather than the ones that I did, maybe. But no, everything I auditioned for in the 80s that I wanted, I got. It wasn't until much later when I actually cared about my career that they decided to punish me.
Wait, I thought his story has always been that the only thing he truly cared about was the music. And that the acting was always what his parents were making him do.
That's true. That's actually a great point. I didn't even think of that. I just was laughing at the idea that he was like, even though these are all the things that people are constantly like, Stand By Me, Gremlins, yeah. fucking Lost Boys. These are so great. And he's like, yeah, but I didn't care then. Yeah. I only cared later when they wouldn't give me the parts I wanted.
Do you think maybe he's just implying like really, really recently, like literally like the birthday? Like to him, it's like, I didn't care until the birthday. That movie didn't do well, so I'm being punished.
No, well, he does say like, he says he was punished for turning 18, basically.
Oh, okay.
You know, but that's what happens to most people that turn 18 in Hollywood. But that's another story altogether.
You know, a lot
I like he took this kind of fun.
Yeah.
to what we were talking about of how we were like last week, we're like, oh, my God, Corey's had a glow up. He's learned from us. He's changed. He can. But this is classic, like, unhinged aura yeah. that he brings to his usual interviews. Because everyone's just kind of giggling, laughing, like, oh, my God, movies yeah. are fun. What about fun things? And then he's like, yeah, but. And like, I even saying turned 18, he's vaguely hinting at maybe because they couldn't rape him anymore.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we keep giving him credit. And he's like, you know what? I'm noticing there's a lot of air in this room. Would you guys mind if I just, like, suck all of it out real quick? Yeah, well, I'm going to. You don't really get a say in the matter.
Anyways, so that's a whole other story.
Anyway, going viral.
That's what happens
really good.
To most people that turn 18 in Hollywood. But that's another story altogether.
You know, a lot of celebrities say that, oh, that's one thing that people yell at me all the time or every time.
Oh, this is even better. And this is a fun question, too. I'll let them say it.
They see me. They holler it across the street. Is there any one phrase from your past that you keep hearing more than others?
I've been in 18 number one films. There's a lot of iconic moments, you know, so everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got their favorite.
Dude, that is such a Corey answer. It's yes. just like, it's like. Nice question. Not you fucking shitbag. You're talking to a goddamn A-lister. Maybe recheck your questions before you waste my time.
It almost seems like
just say any quote. Just be like, yup,
exactly.
Yup.
Everyone
done.
Says, yeah, yeah. Dishes are done.
Dishes
dude.
Are done, dude.
It wasn't me, but still, it was a good friend of mine.
They're always yelling it at me, and then I respond, "Thank you. I really appreciated one of the best quotes."
Everyone's always yelling, Al, let's have sex.
Everyone's always like, don't. And I'm like, yeah, Homer, yes. Don't have a cow, man.
Well, it feels like he held back, and I guess.
Did he?
Good for. No, just on one moment. Let me play it again real fast.
You keep hearing more than others?
I've been in 18 number one films. There's
like right there, it almost sounds like he's going to be like, I've been in 18 number one films, dude.
Yeah.
Like
next.
He just the only thing he held back was the dude, because the dude would put that extra exclamation. And every time I hear it, I expect he's gonna throw it in there.
Yeah.
All the time or every time they see me, they holler it across the street. Is there any one phrase from your past that you keep hearing more than others?
I've been in 18 number one films. There's a lot of iconic moments, you know, so everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got their favorite. Everybody's got, you know,
Jim,
I'm just glad.
I don't want to split hairs, but like Corey seems like someone who would have pulled out a real number in that moment. He hasn't been in 18 number one movies.
Good question. There's, yeah. How many number one films is he?
Don't get me wrong. His career has some bangers, but it's very top heavy. It's a very, very top-heavy career. It's like six movies that are like the movies, and you could argue like something like Gremlins, he's only like barely a part of. And let's pretend, count maybe the Dream a Little Dream and License to Drive, because he clearly thinks those are a big deal.
Yeah.
But even then, I bet you're not even breaking 10.
That's a great question. Yeah, let me see. I don't know if ChatGPT is going to know, but let me try.
Well, he has the type of ego that... he doesn't strike me as the type of person that would say a number hyperbolically in that type of situation. And it kind of feels like he did just like throw out a random hyperbolic number.
Let's see. Well, ChatGPT is giving me possible. So at least we'll have a rough.
Okay.
And even there, ChatGPT, and again, this is not, you know, this can't be ironclad. Can't fully trust it, but they only come up with six.
Yeah.
They're like Friday the 13th, final chapter.
Sure.
The Goonies.
Sure.
Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins.
Yes.
Lost Boys. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. You know what? Ninja Turtles is a decent one. I forgot.
Actually, I did the sequels too, huh?
He wasn't in all of them.
He was, okay. Or at least, but he was in maybe, was he in Turtles in Time?
He wasn't in the.
Or was he in Secret of the Ooze?
I think he was only in Secret of the Ooze.
Let's see. Secret of the Ooze.
So I think stuntmen were all the turtles in the first movie.
But like just the voice though, right? Yeah,
but even then, I think it was just like it was nobody's.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I think he was in Secret of the Ooze.
Actually, Ali, I'm gonna pull up his IMDb.
Because like I'm not even trying to say he's wrong. I was just trying
to.
But no,
that's a pretty high goddamn number.
18 feels high. Like we've looked up like legit celebrities. Like remember when we looked up Will Smith and we couldn't even find like four movies we liked that he was in?
Yeah, we were surprised that like he's still in some good movies that I like a lot.
But like 18's a huge number when we find like bona fide stars that we probably couldn't even name 18 right, movies.
Let me just go look at his goddamn. He's the voice of someone in Minecraft.
Is he? The movie?
No, I think the game.
What? Is he one of the pigs?
He's the voice of Magnus the Rogue. Oh, Minecraft Story Mode. So it was what, a TV show?
Oh, Story Mode. Story Mode was like I'm spacing. You know the guys that made Walking Dead and
Telltale?
Wolf Among Us. And so, yeah, the Telltale, they did a Minecraft like version of those games that they also put on Netflix.
Okay. So looking at his fucking, I'm trying to see if he was in anything as a baby or whatever that like we wouldn't know.
Sure.
But he was just a background guy. Because
I'm genuinely saying like if you could even smudge the number, fair enough. But I just, Corey does not strike me as the type who would randomly throw out a hyperbolic number about his own success. He seems like the type who would have at any given time locked and loaded in the chamber. Bro, I was in 9 hit movies. Like, here are the 9 hit movies.
Do you think License to Drive was a number one movie? I guess it could have been.
I don't, but I think he would lump the two Haim movies in. And I almost give him credit for it. I'd almost accept that, but I still don't think, I don't even think we could get above 10 if we included those.
Let me see. It made $22 million domestic. It opened to, but I mean, obviously this is like going back to 88. So, I mean, that's probably a lot at the time. No, it was never number one.
18 just
it 18. Was it premiered at 6, then it dropped to 8, and it dropped to 13th, and it was at
a that's a huge number, dude.
Do you think The Burbs was ever number one? Because that seems more of a, I mean, although it's Tom Hanks, but it does feel more of like a cultish movie.
Yeah, that feels like a appreciated later movie.
Let's see.
Like, I'm sure it did fine, but I doubt it was number one, unless it came out like when nothing was out.
It is so funny that we're fact checking shit. But
the thing is, it's not about the fact check. It's more about the surprise that he didn't.
The Burbs was for sure number one. It was okay. 2 weeks at number one.
He seems like someone who would want to have the real number because that's important to him. And I'm surprised to hear him in the moment say what sounds like a hyperbolic number.
So Friday 13th, he has the final chapter, but he's also credited in the beginning of A New Beginning.
Okay.
So that could count. I'll have to double check. I mean, I assume those movies, you never know with horror movies could still be popular without even being number one, though. Yeah,
maybe it's just like, the music list that he doesn't understand that he thinks he like was successful with his song.
Yes, you're
maybe
right.
Maybe he saw and someone something like build a list of movies that in some way, shape, or form were number one somehow. And so he is doing what I said he'd do. And in his eyes, he's like, oh yeah, no, it's 18 of them. Here's the list.
It's
I
something
printed.
He could just
it's in
throw
my wallet.
Up. It's something he could throw out and no one's going to bother.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, he was in the only Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles I'm not seeing he was in was The Secret of the Ooze. He was in 1 and 3 somehow.
Okay, weird.
It's weird they wouldn't have him do the second one.
Because 2 is the goofy one. 3 is the low budget one. 1's the real one. 2's the goofy ass, this should be Corey Feldman one.
He was also in Maverick, a Mel Gibson, which I remember that movie. I don't remember him being in it, so he must have a bit.
Oh, shit.
Bit
I art. Loved Maverick.
Maverick's a good movie.
Maverick's great.
He
plays a Native American. He just got brown face on.
And let's see. Maverick was a number one film. He was also in Tales from the Crypt, the Tales from the Crypt movie.
Okay.
I wonder, that could have been number
one. So then it's one of those things where he wound up playing bit parts in popular movies. So he probably like, I'm probably wrong, and he pulled out 18 on purpose.
I still don't think I'm seeing 18.
It's almost like it's a loophole 18.
Yeah, I still don't think I'm seeing 18 because when you really like, I just let that gloss over me. But when you're absolutely right. When you like really start to think about it, it's like, wait a minute. Do you think that Dickie Roberts, former child star movie, was number one when it came out?
I think that movie was like one of those embarrassing movies even back
right?
then.
Right?
He was in that. Oh, I guess because a bunch of child stars were in that movie.
Got to be a cameo in there.
Yeah, because aren't they in like a support group or something? Mm. And he's like with other child stars.
And you know what? He probably also means like number one rental.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a billboard thing.
I'm sure he has a
number
list
one that, streaming of independent films.
Someone put together a list that is technically correct, and he looked at the number, said 18, and now it's burned in his brain.
All right, but I still think he's pushing it at fucking 18 number ones.
Yeah, call him salt and pepper.
And and honestly, you know what? People are like, you guys are being nitpicky. It's the only way we could be fair. Well, we have to really do our due diligence.
Well, I'm not
and
even
research these things.
And again, my goal is not to nitpick him. It's to say like, wow, I thought I would have assumed Corey would have had the real number. I'm surprised he didn't have the real number. It's not that I don't believe him. It's that I am shocked that he wouldn't know offhand how many number one movies he's been in, because that's such a Corey thing to know.
I love being nitpicky though.
It's nice.
Team number one film
thing that people yell at me all the time, or every time they see me they holler it across the street. Is there any one phrase from your past that you keep hearing more than others?
I've been in 18 number one films. There's a lot of iconic moments, you know, so everybody's got their thing, everybody's got their favorite, everybody's got, you know, I'm just glad anybody remembers me.
No, you're not, because we've seen you many times not be thankful or glad that people bring up old things.
He's probably annoyed when people don't recognize him.
Oh, Cocoa Butter. I did forget. Yes, Cocoa Butter in your YouTube chat. He was one of the voices in Fox and the Hound. I forgot about
that
when he's a real little kid. I don't remember that movie fully. I mean, I remember like I was being very sad, but I don't remember like the whole movie. And I have seen clips of it recently. And he does sound good in it, at least the clips that I've rewatched.
Yeah, I bet you he's got like a sneaky list that he like lucked his way into.
Gotcha. So, you know, I go with that. Like, yes, I was in a lot of great stuff. I'm grateful, of course, to have been in, you know, some films or pieces of art that remain near and dear to people's hearts. You know, and that you get to be a part of their holiday experience, or you get to be a part of their joy, or you get to be a part of their family. That's the gift.
Why couldn't he just set this up front? Why did he have to front load it with a shitty answer?
Yeah.
Because what he did afterwards.
I've been 18 number one films, dude.
Yeah. Everything he said since has been actually like a pseudo meaningful answer.
But like it also, I don't know if it's just because I know Corey, or if it's just because, like you said, the way he presents the answer up top, because it sounds completely lifeless and fake with what he's saying.
Well, and these people, especially compared to everyone else, these guys are actually asking him some fun questions.
Yes.
They're not just pointing at the posters on their wall and showing them like, check out this Funko Pop, Corey, it's you.
I don't really try to think about all that stuff a lot. I don't like to be in a place of ego. I like to be in a place of humility. So
isn't it wild? For me, isn't this answer wild?
Dude, there's no one with less humility than Corey Feldman.
Plus, that has nothing to do with the question. Like, you could still be a guy that's like focused. Like, you could still be Tom Hanks or whatever.
Yeah.
And like making movies and looking forward to your career and still be able to answer a question like, people still yell, run, Forrest, run, anytime they see me. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean you're being like a maniac when you already are a maniac.
You could admit that like a girl is fawning over you without saying like, oh yeah, fucking girls are constantly throwing themselves at me. You can be like, yeah, it's really nice. It seems like people pay attention to my movies, but I think people overblow. Like you can accept a reality, but then not buy into it. You see, like movie stars do it all the time.
Yeah, we get it, Mike. Jessica named a dog after you.
That's not what I'm talking about. No, because if you do that, people are going to think I'm real.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm already there's already too much attention.
But no, you're absolutely right.
Look, I'm grateful that people remember my work. It's beautiful that so many films that I have been attached to became iconic and are still remembered fondly today. But I'm all about moving forward. You know, I like whatever the next project is. You know, that's what
he said that because he doesn't remember what it is. He forgot the movie's called Going Viral.
He forgot about Going Viral.
He's like, it's like when you don't know someone's name, you're like, what up, buddy?
Hey, pal.
What's up, my guy?
That's a great way to be, because I'm going to go back to the early 70s for my next question.
Elon Musk is on this show.
What's great is this guy brings up the McDonald's commercial, which we love.
The Clio award-winning commercial? Yes,
the very same.
Corey must be stoked. Or he's weirdly not stoked, even though he should be.
And that's not moving forward, but I'll stop it after this. You've been in our lives since you were a child. We're all roughly the same age, but I think a lot of people remember first seeing you getting out of bed and putting a McDonald's gift certificate on a plate for Santa Claus. Do you have any recollection? I've wanted to ask you this question for a year. Do you have any recollection of making that, or were you still too young?
Of course. Okay. I remember everything.
And he's answering the question, but he's bringing his aura back to
next question.
Of course. Of course I remember when I was three. It's like when Terrence Howard says he remembers being in the womb. He really said this. He's like, I remember everything.
Well, and there's not even like a hint of a smile or like, yeah, or no, any fun to be had.
And and listen to his follow-up as he expands on it. Like he is, this is where he doth protest too much, because he's answering this question in a weird way.
Yes.
Yeah, not really. I have an ironclad memory. That's why people are best to not test me when it comes to recollection or memories, or, you know, whenever I, you know, if I write a story, if I tell a story, if I make a post, I'm going to remember what I said because it's going to be truthful. And I will say the same exact story 10 years later, 20 years later, 40 years later, if I have to.
I feel like that was directed directly at us because we're always talking about how he's a liar. But we do always.
But we also always say he's very consistent.
But we also always back up when he said one thing and then said something else later on.
Yeah.
So he's full of shit being like, I have an ironclad memory. It's like a goddamn bear's trap in my mind. Anything I say, I'm going to say it again and again and again.
Can you imagine someone being like, hey, do you remember that commercial? And he's like, anyone who fucks with me is going to fucking get it because I remember fucking everything. I am not a liar.
Yeah, no, again.
And it's like, yeah, so anyway, do you remember that McDonald's commercial you're in?
Once again,
the thing he's constantly mad that no one asked him about, someone asked him about, and he's like, don't you fucking cross me. If anyone fucking crosses me, they're gonna fucking get it.
Again, someone, they're asking a fun question. And because this, I think, was even like a little before Christmas when this interview was. So they're probably just kind of keeping it festive, trying to keep it fun. And he has to come in with this fucking bizarre energy every time.
People are best to not test me when it comes to recollection or memories, or, you know,
anyone who
you know,
questions my memories is going to get compromised to a permanent end.
You'll be compromised to a permanent end.
I hope you like being compromised to a permanent end.
If I tell a story, if I make a post, I'm going to remember what I said because it's going to be truthful. And I will say the same exact story 10 years later, 20 years later, 40 years later, if I have to. And that's one thing that I am grateful for, is God has granted me the gift of consistency and a good memory. And, you know, sometimes I wish I could forget certain things, but, you know. Yeah, but, you know, given the fact that, you know, we deal with things like senility and, you know.
See, he keeps making it weirder and weirder, dude. Now he's like, and, you know, people, you know, you got old people losing their fucking mind, shitting their pants.
Well, it's because it's how he always is. He can't let things go. Everyone knows a person. Oh, I brought this up about myself, is that I am having a really hard time not still being furious at my last job.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Sometimes, like, I'll make a bigger leap than required to bring them up and like shit talk them, you know? He has so many of those stuck in his brain that you can ask him anything and those neurons are going to like play connect the dots until they're like, you know what? I think you're justified in bringing up senility and
dementia.
Who shouldn't cross you when someone asks you these simple questions? Because he's trapped in that world. He doesn't know how to let anything go. And so He no matter how hard he's trying, and he's clearly trying very hard to not be that guy, at least in that first interview, but it came fucking creeping, dude, and he couldn't chase those demons away.
Dude, House in the YouTube chat, why did he always forget to turn on the great boss horn if he doesn't forget things?
Yeah, he always forgets to plug in his guitar until the drummer's already started the song.
Yeah. And then, yeah, even James, people who say they don't lie are lying. Trust me, I always tell the truth.
Oh, I wish I could forget certain things, but you know, yeah. But you know, given the fact that you know we deal with things like senility and
you know, dementia and things like that that can tarnish the brain. I'm grateful that I have a nice, young, fresh working brain, and I hope to keep it that way for many years to come.
That's awesome. I do want to tell you guys.
Right, here we go. Back to that 80s dude. Here we go.
Audience, when you watch this film, there's a scene in the film where Corey is actually looking back at his time, you know, basically how this AI ended up.
As a gamer.
Yeah. Right, and yeah. Basically in that flashback, there's like footage from you, like actual footage from back in the day. I thought that was pretty awesome. True. It made me smile. Yeah. It was so cool. So when you guys are watching the movie, you're going to know what I'm talking about. But that whole scene, the whole flashback scene, is really one of my favorite scenes in the film. So when you guys are watching it, look for that, and you're going to be like, aha, I know exactly what that 80s dude is talking about.
See, I left that in because I was like, what is this guy doing?
I like that he's so dedicated to retro stuff that he's even on like a 24K modem while he gives this interview.
Yeah. He's really holding up. Yeah,
he really loves. He just likes retro stuff, dude.
He loves being in character. There's nothing worse than when someone is like, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but there's this scene when XYZ happens, and they tell you like the whole thing, and they're like, so when you see that scene, though,
but also you couldn't get there. Corey felt like he had to jump in and be like, yeah, man, fucking, are you ever gonna get there?
For someone like you who grew up, you know, as an 80s child star and has like a really special place in the nostalgia community, what was it like? You know, did you have any revisiting moments? Did the director say to you at any point, like, hey, Corey, we're going to put these flashback scenes of you from back in the day? Was there any of that discussion that took place? Or was it just
Well, I mean, we posed for the pictures with me, like, you know, getting the awards and stuff like that. Okay. So, yeah, we did actually shoot some pictures.
It was a complete surprise. I didn't even know it was in the script.
I mean, I'm shocked that he listened to the guy's question
and then
simply answered the question and is telling a story related to the question that was asked.
Red carpet and things like that.
Awesome.
So yes, they did that stuff.
Awesome. Right. Get into this.
While we're on the 80s topic, before we switch, are you aware that I just put out a huge movie last month on Amazon, which was in the theaters before it was on Amazon, called The Birthday? Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not.
It's called The Birthday, and it's set in 1986.
Okay.
How the fuck is he not? I mean, I know we're like entrenched in Corey Feldman.
No, we didn't know about The Birthday.
But like, again, how do you not do a quick check?
This guy is a bad interviewer.
Yeah.
Everything about
him
is
bad. I feel bad. I don't want to shit on this guy.
Here's the thing. I'm not shitting on him directly, but I am saying he did a really bad
interview. Yeah.
Maybe he'll get better, and maybe he's early on, and maybe his regular show is fine. And he's, like you said, maybe he's just super nervous. So in the moment, shit's just flying out of his head. Like, everyone's had that happen. But he put this up, and we're now watching it, and this is like one of the worst interviews I've ever seen.
A very severe piece of art. It's an art house film, much like a David Lynch film.
Okay.
Twin Peaks kind of vibes. But anyway, it's a dark comedy thriller.
Okay.
I guess is the best way to describe it.
Sorry, I was thinking about that description and it gave me a stroke.
Because it was actually filmed in 2004.
Okay.
Set in 1986.
Just checking his email.
Not released until 2024.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting history. It probably wouldn't have made it out at all if it wasn't for the love of Jordan Peele, who came to my house to watch the movie and then said, man, this thing is so terrific.
Consistency, Jim.
It would literally be wrong.
But it's also just a sweet name drop. That's why it's so consistent.
Really a disservice to them, so you must get this out because it is a cinematic masterpiece. So with that film, which I was the star of, and it was, you know, every day I was on the set, and it was a very intense piece of cinematography, where we really wanted it to feel like it was the 80s. It had to be very authentically 80s.
What's so funny
didn't come across at all.
I was gonna say, we watched it. I'm surprised hearing it now that movie was supposed to take place in the 80s.
I would have thought that either it was meant to be contemporary, or it was like a Wes Anderson movie where it's just like, nope, it's just supposed to exist. It's just a movie that exists
in a hotel in the 80s. So we had to match, you know, the period piece of an old hotel at that time,
We had to make sure that all the language, all of the material, the subject matter, the context,
the references.
We had to make sure all the time travel,
stings, and pop culture references all lined up with what was happening in 1986. So, as an 80s guy, you definitely need to watch that one because
I wrote it down. It's going to be on my viewing this weekend, 100%.
A lot of reference points for you on that one.
Streaming on any particular network, I need to?
Same one.
He's so fucking loud.
Amazon this month.
Awesome. I love it.
We started streaming.
Is it streaming or is it video on demand?
It came out
I think it's video on demand.
I say he doesn't like streaming.
House theaters, and then came out on Amazon right at the end of November. There.
That's awesome.
And one more for you. One more for you, which is I have to promote this. My box set. I don't know how familiar you are.
Yes, we've got one. The box set, baby. It's so funny because I was a little I wasn't bummed, but I was just like, oh, we finally got a box set. And he never talks about the box set anymore, but he proved me me right.
He shut your dumb ass up.
But whether
I was just going to mention that actually,
no, you weren't.
I have a project called Love Left 2.1.
Okay,
and I don't know if you're aware of that project, but it is my box set.
Awesome.
The box set encompasses six CDs, six discs, four CDs, two DVDs. Yeah. And on the two DVDs, I have rare outtakes and performances going all the way back to 1986.
Love it.
First concerts from 1986. My very first performance on the Kids' Choice, Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. From the first ever Nickelodeon.
Any
Kids
movie
Choice
stuff? No.
1986 or 19-
yeah, would there be a documentary or anything on there? Nah, I don't think so.
No, and you can't find it anywhere. And if you do, you better fucking lawyer up, baby.
87, something like that. But anyway, so whenever it was.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? It's Jameson and Jack.
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Just want to say this on the air, but Corey, go fuck yourself.
He's listening.
But here's the problem. He'll never hear it because neither him nor his goons are listening to this. So I'm sorry. You called the wrong show.
God fucking damn it. See you guys later.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
87, 88, I don't know, but I'm performing my very first single, Something in Your Eyes, from the movie Dream a Little Dream, which came out in 1989.
Yeah, that's right.
And we actually have a never-before-seen interview with Jason Robards from the set of that movie.
Okay.
In this extra footage stuff, there's a documentary which has brand new
finally the
like
documentary
Nikki Thomas from Starship and Michael Damian, all this stuff. Lita Ford was on my first album. There's all this 80s.
You know, I was going through when we were talking about the second part. Mm-hmm. Don't flag me. I'm just talking about it, Jake, okay? We're not playing it. What I forgot was, remember it cuts to a photo shoot of him and the Starship guy? and he's got a fake butt chin and like eye makeup.
And the other guy was like Gallagher. The other guy's dressed like a French woman.
It's so funny, dude.
Amazing
stuff.
I love
it's never been released. It's never been seen. A bunch of music that I recorded in the 80s, which had never been released. A music video I shot in the 80s, which had never been released.
All right.
If you're a big 80s fan, that's something you don't want to
pass know
up.
It.
Just letting you know.
Absolutely. No, I'm so glad you told me. And by the way, Love Left 2.0 is, I
nice
do know
try.
This because I do listen, 2.1.
Yeah,
you
them.
Released Love Left back in 1994, the original right. album, right? See, yeah. So I do know a little bit about your music. And I was going
to
tell
you. I bet he's sitting there thinking like, hey, you know what? Maybe I've got $70 lying around and I can use to buy that box set. And Corey's like, maybe triple that and perhaps you can pay for the shipping.
That Love Left album actually on Spotify or any of the different, you know, music right. listening.
You know, he's probably annoyed that the guy brought up streaming it because. Yeah. Corey clearly wants to sell the box set.
Yeah. Well, there's only one place you can stream my music, or at least used to be able to, but it keeps getting taken down because of all my hilarious skits.
Streaming programs.
The original Love Left album, which came out in 1994, but that was a compilation of songs that I started working on basically back in like 89.
Okay.
So
I can see why you're confused when I named three things the same thing.
And how dare you call Love Left 2.1 box that Love Left 2.0?
Yeah.
You sack of shit.
Piece of fucking garbage.
That is that it has a whole CD of unreleased material that had never been released before, going back to 1986 when I first started recording.
Gotcha.
So my very first single was called Runaway. I shot a video for it. I never released the song. I never released the video.
Okay.
Which made it not until 1989 that I put out my first single on vinyl, which was for Dream a Little Dream. So
love
therefore,
it.
There was all the stuff that I did.
Oh my
in
God, shut up for a second.
And all the stuff I did between 89 and 94, which never made it onto a record or never made it anywhere. I just kind of kept recording and recording and recording. And so I finally dropped all of that stuff, including the original version of Songs from Rock and Roll High School Forever, which was released in 1990.
And the reason why I left all this in too is because, like, and I know I bring it
you
up.
You needed to fall asleep.
Well, I know I bring it up a lot, but it makes me laugh every time now when he starts referencing something and I'm like, oh my God, now I know this story though. Like, you're referencing a thing, but I know this. Now yeah. I know the story of how this came to be.
I know all of these things.
It's like I found myself in a position where I'm like a historian and I understand these stories and the history of the Corey Feldman music.
It really is. There are people that are like, who was it? I'm not remembering what it was, but there's every once in a while you like see a documentary or something and they bring on people that were like kind of adversarial with the person that the doc's about, but that's because they've accidentally become
Vince doc when it has that reporter guy.
That's a great example. Yeah. There's always a couple of people like that because
Mushnick.
They've accidentally become someone that like either has a lot of opinions or followed the history or is,
and even some direct clashes here and there. Yeah. So they're like a part of the story.
Yeah. So they accidentally like carry a lot of like information about all this stuff because they were on the other side of it, as opposed to like what you'd call like the documentary side.
There's a lot of,
that's
lot
so
of
awesome
culture.
Well, let me tell you, it's going to get added to my audio collection here. As you can see, I've got quite a bit of these.
Look, Mike, look, don't put your hands. Don't put your eyes in your hands.
God, this fucking loser.
He showed him his you know, physical media.
Corey, look, I've got a six dish changer just like you, Corey.
I like that you do.
Corey.
He has Corey's voice too.
That's because he's Corey now.
The audio stuff going on here. This whole section here is audio.
Nice.
You recognize that guy.
That's my God, dude. I was screaming.
Shut the fuck up.
When I watched this earlier
so
by myself,
sick of this guy.
I was screaming when I was watching this by myself.
Like, stop it, dude. Stop for one fucking second and just talk to this man. Jesus Christ. Dude, I'm more mad about this guy than anything else.
It's going to get added to my audio collection
here. When he points
here,
to the
see,
Goonies
I've got quite
figure.
A bit of the audio stuff going on here. This whole section here is audio.
Nice.
You recognize that guy. That's Chunk.
I can't see it. It's
he gets
away.
It.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, man. So listen, speaking since I just showed this to you.
Hold on. I just want to sit in this moment.
It's so embarrassing. It's like I'm passively embarrassed because of how embarrassing this guy is.
Exactly. Immediate deuce chills when I was watching this.
I can't see it. It's a little far away. Oh, I see it now. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, man. So listen, speaking since I just showed this to you, this is really interesting trivia for those of you that may not know this already, but the 40th anniversary.
In the 20s. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fucking got him. This guy, got him.
Yeah, got his ass.
So the 40th anniversary of the Goonies is coming up. It's next year. And actually, coincidentally, Corey, you and I are going to appear in the same film, even though we didn't shoot the same scenes, in Life After Movies with and Life After the Goonies. Lisa Downs was here in my studio.
Well, the weirdest part is because I'm only 22, so I'm still trying to figure out.
And then Corey has to remind you, like, hey, I'm douchey too.
Almost though, to be honest, like, just to be fair to Corey, if you're talking to this fucking nothing, this fucking guy, and you're just like, I don't know, I have to say something. I guess I'll just start. Like, Corey's,
I'll go to my 22 bit.
Yes, Corey's skill set actually works really well for this particular guy.
Yes.
Where normally people are like, actually engaging with him and he's just giving him nothing and talking about whatever he wants. This guy is giving Corey nothing. So Corey's ability to just like whip up his own side of the conversation is actually like very, very useful here.
The only thing I'll give Corey credit for is, at least I don't think he does, is he doesn't, when he starts saying he's 22, he doesn't take out his 22 necklace.
That's alarming.
That's usually the go-to.
I'm worried that that's not actually Corey and this is AI.
Possible. That doesn't work out for me, but...
Oh, yeah. Man. No, that's awesome. I'm super pumped about that. And how about this, Adam?
There's going to be a bunch of Goonies reunions this year, given that it's going to be the 4.0 anniversary. Yeah. Everybody should stay tuned.
100%. All right.
Now, that cut there, that's not a cut I did. That's a cut his video for some reason. I don't know what it was there. But I wanted to leave that in because it kind of intrigued me a little.
Maybe he stood up and he didn't have pants on.
There's going to be a bunch of Goonies reunions this year, given that it's going to be the 4.0 anniversary. Yeah. Everybody should stay tuned.
100%. All right, so let's get to the.
Oh no! Oh my God! And I just remember what comes up after his weird cut.
Dude, how on earth could he get more embarrassing, Jim?
I'm not even going to, I'm not going to say anything, but I just want to build the anticipation then.
Oh, God.
Is, because what's funny is you would almost think he did a weird cut because he cut something like embarrassing out.
Yeah.
But it's almost like he had to cut to a weirdly embarrassing thing. And also the cut makes it feel like there was some sort of rehearsed thing they were supposed to do. I'm just taking it back just a little bit. But here we go. Just enjoy this moment that's about to happen.
This year, given that it's going to be the 4.0 anniversary, everybody should stay tuned.
100%. All right, so
here it is.
Let's get to the last part of this. All right, I want to know if at the end of that shoot, when you guys wrapped, if anyone offered you a veal scallopini or a good fettuccine alfredo and a bottle of fettuccine 1981, did somebody do that for you?
Yes, everybody, actually.
So dude, this fucking guy, dude. This is so embarrassing. This guy is so fucking he's acting. You know what the thing is? You know who would appreciate something like this?
Who?
An actor that had been in like two movies and no one knew who they were.
Yes.
And they were getting in. They were
like when you're at the convention and there's a person that's still like, hey, I was fucking. You know, I was the little kid that played Sam in Trick or Treat or whatever.
Like,
yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, like you actually like know my thing. Wow, that's really cool. Like, oh shit, you have a thing. That's so fun. Like, that's who any of this would work on. But he's just like, he spent what, 60% of this interview being like,
just pointing at things.
Hey,
and
Corey,
saying
do you like my shirt? Hey, Corey, do you like my music? Hey, Corey, do you like this doll? Hey, Corey, you like that poster? Corey, how about this quote from the Goonies? I love you.
What's so funny is he even had to add in the like the meme picture that has the quote on it. Just because honestly, when he was first, I'm like, what is the fuck is he doing?
Dear.
It was vaguely familiar to me. But then when he put the Goonies thing, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's doing a fucking line from the Goonies to him.
He really is the little kid that's like, hey, Mom, look at this. And he just does nothing. Yeah, that's really great. Hey, Mom and Dad, did you know that I could do this? And he does like fucking nothing. And the Mom's like, yeah, wow, that's really, really impressive. Good job. Like, that's what Corey is right now to this fucking guy.
Veal scallopini or a good fettuccine alfredo and a bottle of fettuccine 1981. Did somebody do that for you?
Yes, everybody, actually. So it's funny you brought that up. Yeah. It was,
how do you answer that?
Honestly, that really is the only way to answer. Yeah. Like, yeah.
What
they
answer
did.
Do you? Well, here's the thing. What answer did that guy want?
Yeah, let's what
pretend,
answer?
Let's pretend that, like, he asked a genie to be able to talk to Corey Feldman and that it would be the best interview. And then he says this. And so, because it's a magical wish moment, the ideal, like, version of it plays out. What is the ideal version of that? Like, how does he view that playing out in like a way that's like good?
I guess maybe you do it back. You just do the line back.
But he did all the lines.
A fettuccine.
He said all the lines. He said them himself.
Maybe what is Mama Fratelli? Maybe Mama Fratelli says something back.
Oh man, does he just want him to like spit his drink out laughing or something?
Oh, yeah, that's in the Goonies. That's right.
Here's my phone number.
The only thing I could say in this guy's defense, though,
it's shocking that you found something to defend him.
Is he's doing it to the man who has a cameo set up where he dresses up like his Lost Boys character and says, like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to go find some vampires or whatever. So that's the only, like, sliver of...
Remember, that was a separate cameo that only we know about.
he actually brought it back up during the holiday season.
But it wasn't... That's if true. You no search Corey Feldman, you don't find it. Yeah. So normal people wouldn't know that exists.
Bubbles in the chat. Mama Fratelli replies with mentioning they only serve tongue. All right, he does, I think, put that clip up, too. Maybe that's what he was hoping.
Do you think that is? But Jim, like, I'm not saying that's even a good response. Is that what he wanted to happen? What did he want?
You're right.
What was he hoping to gain out of saying a quote from a movie that Corey was in?
I guess a knowing nod. I guess mutual respect. Well, and also, like, I would almost respect it more if he just said, you know what line I love is when you're in the Goonies saying this. I hate it more that he's like pitching it as a question of them being on set of the
when
movie going viral.
Did the director say fettuccine to you? Hey, Corey, on your drive home, was the limo driver like, oh, fettuccine?
It's almost, I was going to compare it to the Chris Farley show, that sketch, but it's worse than the Chris Farley show.
Because so
I would rather, for people that don't know, it's an SNL sketch where Chris Farley would be like, do you remember in this movie when you did that? That was awesome. That would almost be better than him being like, when you were on set, and he's trying to make it seem like he's asking an interesting question.
Yeah, because that as an end game, that Chris Farley expects him to go, oh, cool, thanks. Yeah, I also like that. And that's what he expects.
To the last part of this, all right? I want to know if at the end of that shoot, when you got...
You know what? When he says, we got to get to the last part of this, maybe he asks every guest the same exact question.
No, but listen, he stuttered through it because he's so fucking scared to ask this.
As he should be. He should have went with his instincts of not asking this.
Yeah.
Be tuned.
100%. All right, so let's get to it.
It does take a big gasp. I keep thinking it back too far.
It takes a big gasp because let's
4.0 anniversary. Yeah. Everybody should stay tuned.
100%. All right, so let's get to the last part of this. All right, I want to know if at the end of that shoot, when you guys wrapped, if anyone offered you a veal scallopini or a good fettuccine Alfredo and a bottle of fettuccine 1981, did somebody do that for you?
Yeah. He has to like gulp and be like, did that happen?
This is so embarrassing.
Okay, so yeah, that must be the response. The only thing we serve around here is tongue. You boys like tongue. Maybe he wanted that. Maybe he wanted that.
You think that's what he wanted? Do you think that's what he wanted?
I would love to get this guy on our show because you've intrigued me with this question. That you're absolute. It's an unanswerable question. Yeah. What did he expect to happen?
Yeah.
Or maybe Corey, but oh, I want to suck your dick. Oh my God, I love you.
Oh, please, I'm going to text you.
Yes, everybody, actually. So it's funny you brought that up. It was the only thing on the menu. It was so weird. Like,
Corey doesn't even understand, exactly, I don't think.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we got to go. We got to ride for our boy Feld Dog in this one.
We're nothing but fair.
Yeah.
Corey is doing the best he can when asked the impossible question. And he clearly doesn't like fully understand it. Because here's the other thing. I like Goonies. Do you feel like that's an iconic Corey Feldman thing?
I get not really, but I guess I haven't seen it in a long time. But yeah, I suppose
to me that doesn't feel like something that like that's not being like, hey, Jeff Goldblum, remember when you said life finds a way?
Yeah,
it's more like, hey, Jeff Goldblum, remember when you said like, hey, what's up?
I mean, I guess it's better than showing him a figure of Chunk, who's not even the character he plays.
That's true, but he knows him.
True.
How did you know? They must have told you.
I've been on the line. I've been on the line with these guys. I really appreciate you being on here. I want to just give you a minute here. If you want to share anything with the audience, you want to say anything about the film with them
the
or anything.
Audience?
That I know you said your box set's dropped. It's on Amazon, I assume, right? It's available there.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Yeah, nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Why would you even?
Weird assumption. You must not know Corey very well.
Yeah. Nice try, dude. Maybe go back to your fettuccine 1981 question.
Oh, I'm a telling unto myself. I don't know anything.
Someone asked in the chat, how many followers this guy have. On the gram, he's got 500,000 followers.
What?
Isn't that wild? It's just, I guess it's just nostalgia bait, right? What is it?
What the fuck? Are you serious? I assumed he was like a fucking, like a 3,000 YouTube nobody.
I mean, I don't know if his YouTube has a lot, but he's a big gram guy.
Because earlier, again, I was trying to give him benefit of the doubt and saying maybe he's just never interviewed anyone before.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
Holy shit.
I'm trying to see. What does he have a YouTube? I assume he must have a YouTube.
Because even then, if that's who he is, then he can't even really, like, get by with the I'm so nervous, like, thing.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, unless maybe he doesn't do interviews a lot. Maybe he just has... He probably just has followers because he, I mean, I'm not going to try to say it's easy because of this, but it's easier if you're always just posting like, remember the robot with the Nintendo? Like, you know, those videos that'll just pop up in your feed and people are like, oh, cool. And they follow it because they just like that.
They like Rob the robot.
Yeah. Let me see. Does he have a, he's from Nostalgia Nation.
What?
He's got a book out.
Is it a, never mind. I was just, is it just like a really long suicide note?
Wait, hold on. He's got a GoFundMe.
Help. I need, I have Corey's dick in my ass.
Oh no, it's recent. I guess he was a victim of the fires.
Good.
I thought it. You said it.
You know what? Here's the thing. This guy's done nothing in this interview. My only exposure to him to make me do anything other than hate him.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm glad he's not injured, but I am glad that all his stuff burnt.
Yeah, I'm happy that him and his wife and his dog are okay.
Yes.
I mean, he's already got 40K out of his 45K goals, so good for him.
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
What on earth?
All right. So yeah. Hey, I assume you could get on Amazon. Well, and even more so, besides all his cringe shit, he could have done a fucking 10 minutes of research, learned about the box set, learned about the fucking, the birthday, all the stuff that Jim and Them does for
learned
free.
About the wolf pack.
Yeah. The wolf pack.
Learned
Jim
about
them.
How his, in real time, his documentary was hacked. Yeah.
Audience, you want to say anything about the film with them or anything that I know you said your box sets dropped. It's on Amazon, I assume, right? It's available there.
No, it's not. The only way you can get Love Left 2.1 is by going to my website, CoreyFeldman.net.
Okay.
And you can get lots of stuff from that website.
Why?
CoreyFeldman.net.
Why are you writing it down, dude?
He's written down three things in Sharpie on a post-it during this interview, and he keeps showing it to everybody.
All right, he's got 3,000 on YouTube, so he doesn't have a big YouTube presence.
Oh, so he is,
presence.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought he would
be. He's got a big gram presence,
then,
though.
Yeah, is his Instagram really just like, hey, Megatron or Optimus?
It's got to be. It's got to be.
The box set Love Left 2.1, but you can also get my newest album because we've already put out a new album after that, which is called Love Left 2 Army with Love. That's part of the box set, but you could also get it separately now. So if you wanted to just get, say, like,
imagine
a
making sense of
how convoluted it is. I know all this stuff, and even I can't follow.
I say, imagine making sense of this if you're anyone but us.
Magazine. You can get that separately. But we also have the newest product we've put out this year, which was Funko Pops. I now have my very own rock and roll Funko Pops.
Awesome.
Those at CoreyFeldman.net. You can still get copies of my book, Choreography, signed pictures, all my CDs, blah, blah, blah. I'll sign anything you want. Take it for half
500 price. Characters. Yeah. Unless I think perhaps you're buying something for Jim and them.
Yeah. And also he'll sign it, but you're going to pay quite a bit extra for it. And it's going to depend on if you want it personalized or not.
I don't care if you're not from Australia. That's the most expensive shipping. So that's shipping for everything. Then I know it's covered.
That covers it.
I don't care. We're giving things away. We're giving things away.
Oh, man.
We did. We actually just had a big Christmas sale. We had a Black Friday sale where we dropped the prices of everything 50%. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
So yeah,
a lot of fun. We sold three things.
It's a reliable
two. Eric. This guy named
Eric keeps buying things.
Buy things on my website. You won't get a shipping or tracking. Things will just randomly show up.
You'll either get an incorrect refund or the item when you didn't expect it.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, you heard him. CoreyFeldman.net. Make sure you're there. You drop, and then make sure. And then before I let you go, Corey, one last question. What is your favorite character?
What is on my shirt? do you recognize the movie on my shirt?
One last question, Corey. 80s? Huh? What? 80s?
Corey, really quick before you go. What happens if you feed a Mogwai after midnight?
You see what I did?
That you play. And we'll kind of close it down with that.
Again, I got to give it to my favorite movie that I've done to date, and that would be The Birthday. So,
Wow. Okay. Know,
yeah.
Okay.
This holiday season, don't miss the two films that I've got streaming on Amazon, because not only are they the most recent, but they happen to be some of my best work. So
awesome.
The Birthday, awesome. And of course,
best work.
Going viral. On Amazon.
Just so happy.
And Apple TV. Let me know.
Yeah, why was he even saying? I forgot.
And also Apple TV.
And Apple TV, that's just, you just mean like as a format. Like it's not like it's specifically on like Apple TV Plus or something.
Well, Jim,
that's like
the
saying,
only way you'd know that is if you did any research before this interview started.
That'd be like, and don't forget Roku. Don't forget
Smart TVs, Samsung Smart TVs. Yeah,
Samsung, or even just an off-brand Smart TV.
You got a Fire Stick?
Yeah. So Sony Android TV.
Be some of my best work. So
awesome.
The Birthday, awesome. And of course, Going Viral. On Amazon.
And Apple TV. Let me know.
It will be unbelievable.
There you go. That's all we got.
He's fucking loving the Trump impression. Yeah, but dude, to be fair, all of us are.
Yeah, we all love
right
it.
There, he's all of us. Look at him right there.
That's him.
That's him being us. All of us. I feel like I'm looking in the mirror right now.
Yes. There you go. That's goddamn Corey Feldman, the man that's trying to murder us, the man that wants us dead.
Well, the man who's sicking his goons after us. Who he and his goons want us dead.
Do you think, before we finish up part one here,
what happens if you feed a Mogwai?
Yeah, Corey is obviously final boss, but like, do you? We faced off against HDM first, but it feels like she should be a higher boss than Jake Perry. But maybe Jake Perry's like the sneaky. Mid boss or whatever you call it.
In like an RPG when like there's always that very first boss you fight that is easy but then shows
later,
up several
yes.
more times.
That's
HDM.
Yes.
Where now we're dealing with like the actual right hand man of the boss who potentially maybe becomes the boss himself later on. We're not sure, but like HDM is just like the Ultros. If you played Final Fantasy VI, or the general, if you played Breath of Fire 2, the guy that like very, very early on keeps popping his head back up. That's HDM.
I like it. I like that breakdown. But anyways, there you go. That's a part one.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of 80s, you guys want to watch some old commercials?
Yeah, check out this poster.
We're like that fucking 80s dude right now. Let me see. Hold on.
Look at my wallet. It's a Transformers wallet. Look at my hoodie. Look at my hoodie. It's a Spider-Man hoodie. What do you think, Corey? Corey, do you like my Spider-Man hoodie?
All right, we'll be back. Stick around. We'll be back for part two.
Bye.